Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Gimel. So the Gemara in Amud Beis discusses and teaches us about David HaMelech and his tremendous bikush and ahavas haTorah and the amount of time that he used to spend learning Torah. And the Gemara says, towards the bottom, a memra from Rav Acha Bar Bizna in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida. Kinar hayol talu l'maylam imitaseh shel David. There was a harp that hung above the bed of David HaMelech. V'kivon shehigia chatzois laila, bo ruach tzefoynis v'neshevez boi u'menagin me'elov. A wind would come and blow through this harp, and it would play music from the wind. Miyar haya oimer v'oisik b'teira. David HaMelech would immediately get up and be oisik in teira as she'ala amar ha'shachar, until the morning. I wanted to share a fascinating me'iri, or beginning the new Daf Yomi cycle, and I felt this is appropriate to know and take chizuk to push us through. Meiri says, "La'olam yehi adam zahir lasik gedivrei Torah v'yair es shacharav aleha." Person should get up in the morning. Val yimshach achar atainug al yifateu l'srashel al zeh ashrei nachasav shakol holech cholei va'avid. Person shouldn't get caught up in his wealth and the things that he owns, because that's fleeting. However, v'toyra u'schara oimdom la'ad, Torah and etzchar are nitzchias, they stay with us forever. U'mi lanu gadol midavar shayim melech v'toyra bekama asakim. David HaMelech was a king, and he obviously was busy with many different things. V'leman'uhu mizeh malchus v'oysher v'tirda. All these things, his kingdom, his wealth, and the things that he was busy with did not hold him back. It seems like it wasn't something that was simple to get this instrument to wake him up. Interesting, Meiri. He was mishtadel to put this kinar above his head, which would wake him up in the middle of the night. He would immediately get up. And he explains why. He was busy during the day. He had other things to tend to. Ad shekeshahayu chaverav rayim kach. When his friends would see this, hayu mekablim musar mimenu. Ba'imrim. They would say, "Im David shu melech." David, who's a king and has all these tirdus, kein anu al achas kama v'kama. And he continues with the Yerushalmi, and he ends off the chaverav shaymim va'imdim va'iskim atayra. Nimtzu ukulam iskim atayra b'shvil David. Everybody would be Isaac and Torah because of David HaMelech. V'oilo aznenu shekach shemois ve'ina mekablois. Woe is to our ears that we hear this and we are not mekabel. V'ashrei hamadaber ba'ozen shemas. And praiseworthy is the one who listens to this memra of the Gemara, which teaches us David HaMelech, who was wealthy, he had things to tend to, his kingdom, and he would get up middle of the night because he knew that during the day he wouldn't be able to learn.